Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Something that we can learn from Islam is how we conduct ourselves as far as employers, as far as directors of a company or an organization, as far as rulers. And what we can learn also from Islam is how we conduct ourselves as employees, as workers, as people who are a part of an organization. What kind of responsibility do you have in dealing with those who are under you, those who you are responsible for? You employ someone to do something, you ask them to do something. What kind of expectation is there from your side as the employer? What kind of expectation is there from the worker's side, from the employee's side? We know that working is something that is a part of our social system, and we can't do everything ourselves. You know, we need to ask someone to do some labor work for us, for example. What is the Islamic attitude to this? And how are you dealing with these kind of affairs? You know, something unfortunately that we can see in our Muslim community is we don't have that much trust towards employers, and we don't have that much confidence and trust towards employees. You do a job for somebody, they rip you off, they don't give you the money. You get someone to come and do a job for you, they don't do the job rightly, and then they take your money and they leave. And it works both ways. You know, some people say, well, you can't trust these laborers, the workers, you know, because they're never going to do the job properly, and they get their money and then they run away. At the same time, you always hear the other side of the argument where they say you can't trust these, the boss or the employer or someone who has contracted you to do something, because you're going to do the job for them and then they're not going to meet their end of the contract or the agreement and they don't pay you. So it's working. Unfortunately, it's happening both ways. How do we deal with this? You know, there are many beautiful ahadith that we can read from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam that discuss this important topic. I think the one important approach that we need to remember is that you always need to keep in mind that when it does come to issues to do with money, there are two things that you always need to remember. Number one, stick to your word. Doesn't matter how the other person is dealing with it, you stick to what you say. You said this, you stick to it. Stick to your word. And there's nothing more important than that. And number two, always try to halil, to legitimize your money. You make sure that this money that I receive, I deserve it. It's my right. I'm eligible to take this money. If you take money and you don't do what you should, you don't meet your end of the bargain, then of course it's not going to be halal money, it's going to be haram money. You're going to eat that, you're going to buy clothes with that, you're going to buy food with that, you're going to feed your children with that money. Why would you want to give your children a luqma haram? And so I think these two important points need to always be in our minds. Number one, that I meet my side of the agreements, I stick to my word, I'm committed and loyal to it. And number two, that I legitimize, I halil, I make sure that what I am taking, I am eligible to have, I deserve it, it's my right, it's my halal for me to have.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
أطيب الكسب عمل الرجل بيده. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says the purest. Here طيب, here means the purest. The purest of work is that a man works himself, that you do the job yourself. That's the purest of work. We need to always remember that, you know, you're asking someone else to do something. Well, you know, you won't be able to do everything yourself. You know, someone, it might not be within your profession to do something. But Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that you need to always remember that you choose right people to do the right job. If you make a mistake in choosing an unfaithful person, a unqualified person, then of course, you know, you're going to have to face the consequences of such a wrong decision. He says, ثُمْ أُنظُرْ فِي أُمُورِ عُمَّالِكَ فَاسْتَعْمِلْهُمْ اِخْتِبَارًا وَلَا تُوَلِّهِمْ مُحَابَاتًا. You know, don't have any kind of favoritism over who it is that you are choosing. If they don't have the qualifications, don't employ them. فَإِنَّهُمَا جِمَاعٌ مِّن شُعَبِ الْجَوْرِ وَالْخِيَانَةِ. If you don't have any kind of disciplining in the way you are choosing, then of course it's going to lead to not only oppression, but also betrayal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, إِذَا أَسْتَأْجَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَجِيرًا فَلْيُعْلِمْهُ أَجْرَهُ. Now, if you are going to employ someone, from the get-go, from the very beginning, you agree, both of you agree on what is going to happen. I want you to do this and you will be paid that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, if you have employed someone, then you make sure you inform them of their payments. He also says, give the employee their wages before their sweat dries. So they've done their job, you're happy with the job, you pay them before the sweat dries. Don't give them a hard time and don't say, oh, I'm sorry, I did tell you this, but I'll give it to you then, and then later on it's going to be a hassle, and you don't know what that person is going through as far as their daily means and requirements, financial means and requirements, and all these other problems and issues that unfortunately regularly occur in our community. Very, very sad. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.